The Sunwatch Native Flute Festival is happening August 14th through the 16th at Sunwatch Indian Village and Archaeological Park in Dayton, Ohio. With me on the phone to talk about this event is Douglas Bluefeather. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Douglas.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Oh, we're good. Let's start by talking about Sunwatch, which is a National Historic Landmark. Talk about the history.
Well, Sunwatch is a replica village of the Adena and Woodland Indians that lived right there on that exact spot around 800 to 1500 years ago. The village has been reconstructed, and they've done a lot of archaeological digs there. They have a wonderful museum, and it's just a wonderful natural setting to have the upcoming flute festival at.
The Sunwatch Native Flute Festival is a special event beginning on Friday night, August 14th, and goes through early Sunday evening, August 16th. Are you one of the organizers of this?
Yes, I'm one of the original organizers. We started this 9 years ago and have done it every year since. This is about the third year that we made it a 2.5-day festival rather than just Saturday and Sunday, so it continues to grow. We have flutists that come from around the country. In the past, we've had flutists come from as far away as Florida, Texas, California, from the East Coast, around Maine. This year, we're having back some flutists that have not been here in several years, and also some new ones that have never been here. You know, like any musical festival, we like to switch up the entertainment lineup every 2 to 3 years. To keep it fresh. So we've got some fresh entertainment coming up this year.
Talk about native flutes and what kind will be used by the musicians who will be coming.
Well, this is a very unique music festival in that it is a weekend of music featuring just the Native American flute. The Native American flute is a very ancient instrument that can be traced back over 2,000 years. It has been modernized, used in contemporary music. So some of our artists, myself included, will be performing what we call just more solo traditional style native flute music without any modern accompaniment. And then some artists, myself included again, have some modern accompaniment that we use along with that. We have solo artists, we have some acts that are duos and some that are trios. In the past, we've had larger bands. Some artists bring a band up to 5, 6, 7 members.
And there are going to be flutes available for sale?
Yes. You know, unlike other Native events like a powwow where you have vendors that offer a variety of crafts, most of our vendors there are very well-known and very talented flute makers. So a large variety of Native American flutes are available there. We have flute makers coming from Florida, Virginia, Arizona, as well as other areas around the country. So this really is a national event. It's not just a regional event. You know, the Native American flute has become such a popular instrument in the last 20 years. It's very easy and fun instrument to learn how to play. One of our artists this year, Johnny Litford, who has won several national awards and been nominated for many awards. He will be doing 2 flute workshops this year for those that are interested in knowing more about the flute and learning how to play the flute. You know, the native flute being an easy and simple instrument, it comes in a variety of keys and lengths. So younger children probably don't have long enough arms or large enough hands to play the average size flute. So about anyone from about 12 years old up can play a medium-sized flute and get the hang of it very quickly. We do have some other things that are of interest to kids that come out there and look around. And in addition to the flute festival itself, the grounds are open. You can tour the grounds. You can tour the inside museum and kind of make a fun day out of it.
There's also going to be American Indian foods there, I understand.
Yes, we have food vendors that offer a variety of Native American style foods. You know, buffalo burgers and Indian tacos are very popular at Native events, as well as some other basic foods like hot dogs and, you know, more of the American style foods. And we have some vendors that sell some nice, refreshing flavored snow cones. there's a little bit of something for everyone. And we do have some other vendors that offer some more of the traditional style native crafts that you would see at native events, as well as the flutes and things. And another thing that we're adding at the end of the day on Saturday, that's been going on for about 3 or 4 years, it's a popular way to end the day, is a drumming circle hosted by one of our members. And it's open to anybody to come in. Some drums are provided. They'll bring your own and come in and finish out a fun day with a drumming circle on Saturday. That starts at about 7:30 and goes to about 8:30.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event and learning opportunity for families.
It is. It's a wonderful family event. And if you've never been to Sunwatch Indian Village, this would be a wonderful time to come out and check it out and take in all of the activities and enjoy a wonderful weekend of the Native American flute. You know, the Native American flute, as I said, has become such a popular instrument. And there are probably only maybe 2 or 3 other events like this in the whole country. So this is the premier Native Flute Festival in the Midwest.
Well, the Sunwatch Native Flute Festival will be happening the weekend of Friday, August 14th through Sunday, August 16th at Sunwatch Indian Village and Archaeological Park, which is located at 2301 West River Road in Dayton. Music begins Friday afternoon at 4:45, Saturday morning at 10:45, and then Sunday morning at 11:15. My guest tonight, Douglas Bluefeather, will be performing at the festival on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again Sunday afternoon at 2:15. Douglas, thanks for telling us about this great event.
Well, thank you so much, and looking forward to being there and seeing a lot of people.
Well, you'll find festival ticket information as well as volunteer opportunities at Sunwatch Indian Village by going to our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.